Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with TRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Live Thoroughbred racing is back at iconic Santa Anita Park. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By Today's Racing Digest, a handicapping lesson in every issue. And by the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in San Diego. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll bring in my co-host John Lindo in just a minute. We've got nine races today at Santa Anita. First post time, 1 p.m. The feature race is the Grade 2 Santa Margarita. That goes as the eighth race. Short field in there, where Seismic Beauty is the 2-5 favorite. Also, a pick six carryover at Santa Anita, more than 51,000. Great card today at Churchill Downs. This is their Stephen Foster preview day. 11 races, 7 of them stakes races. They also have a carryover, 79,000 into the late pick five. Their middle pick five was not hit yesterday. That rolls into the late pick five today. The Foster preview card of course, is in front of the Stephen Foster Day, which is about a month from now. So just a great day of racing, full fields, plenty of stakes racing. We'll also have coverage today from Gulfstream Park. They've got 11 races on tap. No turf there, lots of synthetic. John Lindo, we've got some great racing and a lot of money up for grabs. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. You're right. We've got perfect weather conditions today at Santa Anita. It's going to be a nice day at Churchill Downs, too. No rain in sight there. So good conditions, good racing all around, carryovers for horse players. It's going to be a fun day.
And, of course, next week we have the Belmont Festival to look forward to, 5 days of racing at Saratoga. We'll talk more about that with John Hardoon later in the show. So we've got a lot of great stuff coming up, John. Let's start off with a little bit of a recap, though, and go back to Monday's holiday card. The Grade 1 Gamely at 9 furlongs and Thought Process got it done, John. She, to me, was a winner every step of the way.
You know, the last couple of Grade Ones at Santa Anita for the speed included the Gamely on Monday, and you're right. You know, the question basically for Thought Process was, is a mile and an eighth going to be too far? A lot of times she's kind of gotten rank and taken off down the backstretch in her races, but she relaxed beautifully, tracked the pace of Rashmi in the race, took over when she was ready to turn for home, and the race was never in doubt. She won by almost 3 lengths. The final time, 147.51 seconds, and it's nice to see her get a Grade One by her name. She's been a terrific filly for a while, and congratulations to trainer Phil D'Amato, who's been pointing to this race for quite a while. And you give a guy like Phil D'Amato a good horse and time to prepare and a target, and more times than not, he's going to get the job done.
And if you read his quotes going into the race about the way she had worked, he called it jaw-dropping. And the thing about her, John, is she's so much more relaxed this year than she was earlier in her career. Very tractable now. My old friend in the press box, Jack Carlick, used to call it a blackboard race. Well, I thought it was the most blackboard race of the meet, maybe. Rashmi was going to make the lead. Thought Process was going to get second, sit second, and I thought they were going to go around the track that way all the way, and that's exactly how it played out with Thought Process proving best in about the final 100 yards. So on to bigger and better things for her, John. She's got a great record and a lot of life left in her.
Absolutely, and now that she's got that Grade One designation and we know she can go a mile and an eighth, that opens up a lot of doors for her the rest of the year.
Okay, John, lo and behold, Heise rears its head again. A report comes out that metformin, and that's the drug that a lot of people use that have diabetes. It helps control the blood sugar level. That's metformin. Well, positive tests sprung up all over the place in the racing world. And now Heise reports, and this is based on a study by UC Davis, one of the best vet schools in the country, that it can be the result of contamination. What do you know, John?
Well, the key word in the report from UC Davis was a racehorse is likely, not can, but is likely to show a positive test result for metformin if it's groomed or somebody, you know, that takes metformin for the diabetes medication and urinates in the horse's stall. You know, the horses will chew on the straw and some of the things that are in the stall. So now, you know, we talked about this for quite a while. Currently, Heise or Haiwu, they've got 9 cases pending from 2024 and 2025. But this ruling, unfortunately, does not affect trainer Jonathan Wong, who was hit with a 2-year suspension back in 2023 for having a metformin positive. Now, he denied any wrongdoing and everything else, but he had a 2-year suspension that began on July 1, 2023. He is currently training horses down in Louisiana, which is not a state that is covered by Heise. So you see what's happened to him. Back in 2022, Jonathan Wong's stable earned about $5.3 million. Last year, his stable earned $1.6 million. Not only that, it damages your reputation. And you probably lose owners that you could have had that would race on different circuits but Louisiana. And it's interesting to me, Bob, that Brent Malmstrom, one of the longtime owners of Jonathan Wong, said that at the end, Heise or Haiwu was offered to settle the case that Jonathan Wong is working on litigation with Heise. Heise's offered to settle the case under the conditions that they have to drop any and all lawsuits. Well, you know, the Jonathan Wong stable is not going to do that. So we'll see where this goes. But we had talked about putting the cart before the horse and suspending somebody without due process, and it's rearing its ugly head right now, and we'll see how this shapes up. But I think Jonathan Wong's got a heck of a case.
John, you mentioned the two-year suspension. He was also fined $25,000. He was saddled with the arbitration cost of the hearings, which was $8,000. So that's $33,000 that he was due to pay Heise. Boy, I'm not a big fan of litigation, John, but in this case, I hope he gets his pound of flesh. I really do. I mean, now that they want to settle, what does that tell you? I think Heise feels that they're on the ropes and they could be in for a very sticky lawsuit here. You mentioned how much Wong's earnings had dropped. You know, the barn went from 5.3 to 1.6 million. That's a $3.7 million difference over 3 years. Trainers generally get about 10% of the purse money. So that is a big, big chunk of money. Also, John, you talked about reputation. You talked about potential loss of owners. This was a raw deal for Jonathan Wong from the beginning, and I hope that Heise is going to have to pay some price for this.
Well, you know, it has scapegoat written all over it. And so, again, how do you reestablish the reputation? How do you get the owners back? No matter what happens with any kind of settlement, it's still going to affect his livelihood going forward. And, you know, you want to have the rules in place before you start enforcing them is what has to happen. Again, we were talking about this from the start of when Heise had taken over all the regulations. It's not an easy job. I understand what they were trying to do, but maybe you have to do it and get your ducks in order in a row before you get started.
John, I don't know the answer to this. My gut feeling, though, has Heise found one egregious sort of medication, you know, that we would say a guy was cheating? Has there been one case that Heise has uprooted that found someone who was using an illegal medication and really kind of turned the game on its ear? I can't think of one. Maybe it's out there, but it's been a lot of these sort of WHIP violations, metformin violations, this and that. But I just don't see the big they were supposed to come in and quote, clean up the game, which I don't think needed cleaning up. And I just don't see it happening.
Well, there's always going to be, you know, anytime you're racing for purse money or there's a competition, there's going to be some nefarious guys that'll take things to the very edge. But you're right, there hasn't been one definitive, you know, specific substance or that I can recall right off the top of my head. But, you know, it's this type of thing where they wanted to get a jump on this and kind of establish themselves and announce their presence with authority. Well, maybe you ought to wait and make sure you get it right. I think being right is better than being fast.
Let's talk horse racing, John, the fun part of what we do. The Stephen Foster Day card today, as I mentioned, 7 stakes races a month in front of this is the preview day. The Stephen Foster card will run on Saturday, June 27th. We're going to kind of preview one race, John, and that's the Blame, which goes as the 10th. There is a scratch in here. The horse that was the morning line favorite, Vibe, will wait and run at Saratoga. John, you picked a long shot in here on your sheet, and I got to tell you, going through here, I don't know what this pace is. I mean, it's going to be very, very modest. I think whoever can get to the front in here could be dangerous because I think it's an absolutely paceless race. I think you have an opinion on a long shot, John, so go ahead.
Yeah, this goes as the 10th race on the card, the Grade 3 Blame. And again, the morning line favorite was Vibe, number 8. He is going to run in the Met Mile next week at Saratoga. And that takes the speed out of the race, like you said. And you know, it should benefit a horse like number 2, Hall of Fame, but he's not in particularly sharp form right now for Steve Asmussen. And looking at the race, and I just came up with number 5, Who Day, from the Tom Drury Barn. He did not have a good trip, broke slow and got in all kinds of traffic last time when he ran 3rd in a 1-turn mile at Churchill. He does have tactical speed when he's gone 2 turns. When he won a mile and a quarter race at Mountaineer, he was on the lead. So it's not like he has to be far back. I think if he breaks, he'll at least be close to what I think is going to be a slow pace. He likes Churchill Downs. And in a race that can be won a lot of different ways, and then this pick five carryover late on the card, I think this is a spread race. Houdet is 12-1, and he's got as good a chance as anybody else in here. You have Hit Show, who won this race last year. Obviously, he's going to be the horse to beat. He's earned over $9 million. But, Bob, coming off a Dubai World Cup win last year, he came back to Churchill Downs and was very flat and then regained his form. Well, he comes back from Dubai again. He did not run as well in the Dubai World Cup this year. He was fifth, beaten seven lengths by magnitude. Now he comes back earlier than he did last year. There's no guarantee he's going to run back to his best race today. It's just a race sitting there for an upset. So Houdet for me, and maybe Rattle and Roll, again, coming off a bad trip in the Ben Ally with Flavien Prat taking over there. He's a mile and an eighth horse through and through. He gets his distance today and maybe a little bit of a better trip, but he comes from behind, and we just talked about the pace scenario. He's going to have to overcome that.
That's John's preview of the 10th race at Churchill, the Blame. John, let's promote the South Point. You and I are going to be out there next week taking in the races Friday and Saturday from their race book. So we need to get a phone number out there. We'll be doing our show from Lindo Loft, Las Vegas on Saturday. So very much looking forward to a road trip. Let's get the phone number out for the South Point. Today on the Lindo Report, you did full card from both Santa Anita and Churchill Downs, and I think you're going to make your radio pick from Churchill Downs.
I am. The number of the South Point, 866-780-7223. You've got the Stanley Cup Finals about to start with the Las Vegas Golden Knights. If you want to get out there for part of the action, give Steve Johnson a call on the race book out there. As far as my radio play, I'm going to stick with Churchill Downs. I'm going to go to the fifth race today. This is the Audubon Stakes. And number four, Tiernanog, is a three-year-old that beat older horses going a mile and a quarter on the dirt at Churchill Downs last time. Obviously, he loves distance. Goes a mile and eight trying turf for the first time today. I think his style is going to be better on grass than it was on the dirt. He's an improving horse that will definitely get the mile and eighth. I question the distance for some of the others in there. So 8-1 on the program, number four, Tiernanog, race number five at Churchill for me. And Bob, you put out your sheet today at Santa Anita, so let's get a radio play from you as well.
Right. I played races 5, 7, and 9 as my best plays today. I put $120 into the late pick five. Just a note, I will not be doing a selection sheet tomorrow, so today is it for the weekend. And I'm going to try to kick it off in the very first race on the card, John. These are first-level starter allowance horses who have an optional $50,000 tag, and I really like the comeback race of number two, Steak Fries, who's 4-1 on the morning line. I thought he ran a big race coming back from about a year and a half layoff, finishing second in a similar spot. He was on the rail that day, closed well, chased home the winner, galloped out well. I think the 6.5 really helps him with a legitimate pace in front of him. I think a repeat effort, that gets it done, and Steak Fries has fired in pretty much all of his turf races. So first race, we're going to kick it off, try to get some money for the card going. Number two, Steak Fries at 4-1 is my radio play. John, let's go ahead and take our first time out. When we come back, we've got trainer Michael McCarthy, who's been about the hottest guy in the country, winning stakes after stakes in the month of May. And Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. That's the next segment. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Fans, we have 9 big races today at Santa Anita Park, with First Post being 1 p.m. and many low takeout wagers throughout the day, like the Pick 4s, the Pick 5s, the Late Pick 3, the ever-popular Coast to Coast Pick 5, and the $5 Late Daily Double. Our feature race today is the Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes, but my best bet of the day goes in race number 4. It's number 8, Turkey Bird. She will give the Vega trainer-owner combination their first win of the year. After today, we have some great racing and events coming up, especially on Belmont Day, June 6th. We will have a trackside uncorked smorgasbord wine event, the Fiesta Santa Anita featuring the Car Bomb Club, Lucha Libre, and live music, along with a family fun zone in the infield. And of course, you can watch and wager on the 158th running of the Belmont Stakes right here at the Great Race Place. Just head on over to santaanita.com for more information, and thanks for coming out to Santa Anita Park.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and shoot for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, Farm Motors Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new addition to the 2026 breeding season, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980. That's 510-928-4980. And start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners' premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KOAN.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike and John Lindo are going to be joined now by a good friend and top trainer, Michael McCarthy. Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, looking at Kevin Modesty's column from a week ago Friday, May 22nd, and I'm assuming you must have taken him out to a nice dinner because, man, he really raved about you, man. Six stakes wins in the month of May, a runner-up finish in the Kentucky Oaks. Michael, that's not a bad month. The barn's rolling along pretty good.
Yeah, we're seem like we're in a pretty good groove here right now. You guys know how these things work. Sometimes it's cyclical, but we've been fortunate between nice horses, small fields, great rides, good owners, all those kind of things. That kind of reason why we are where we are.
Well, it's nice when it clicks. Talk about the win by Formidable Man in the Grade 1 Shoemaker. That was last Monday. He had had, I think, six works, Michael, off since the Breeders' Cup, and you had expressed maybe you thought you were a work short, but he sure didn't run like it. He ran away from those horses in the last 100 yards.
Yeah. I'm like a proud parent every time he goes postward. Can't say enough good things about that horse. He's just so genuine. Did not miss a day of training once he came back to us here at Santa Anita. Sometimes these things work out. Everything went according to plan. I would have said had he had one more workout, I'd have been extremely confident in his chances. He had six quality breezes with plenty of stamina-laden gallops in between, but he just was spectacular again on Monday.
Talk about your fill-in today in the Santa Margarita. Simply Joking comes off a big win in the Santa Maria. That was a shallow field. Your odds on that day was only a four-horse race. You're taking on the big girl in Seismic Beauty today. What do you make of your chances?
Yeah, we were able to bounce out and find ourselves on an easy lead. Today's certainly a little bit different. Seismic Beauty, your reputation speaks for itself. Obviously, some big races on her form. We're going to go ahead, run away from there today. We'll take nothing away from her that comes easy. If we find ourselves on the lead, then so be it. If we have to go ahead and sit right off the speed, then we will. She's a filly that's doing very well. A mile and an eighth is very intriguing to see if she can put this on her resume. It opens up a lot of doors for the summertime if she does.
John Lindo, what do you have for Michael?
Well, Michael, good morning. Before I ask you about a couple of mains you have running today, one at Churchill and one at Santa Anita, let's get an update. Journalism shipped out to Saratoga this week. He is on schedule for the Metropolitan Mile next weekend at Saratoga. How's he doing and everything going okay with the big horse?
Yeah, he's training very well. Had a nice breeze this morning at Saratoga. I think the official time is 49-2. He's a healthy horse, a happy horse. Saratoga is not only is it good for horses, it's good for humans. So everybody there is having a good time. Obviously, this is a race that's been on our radar for quite some time. I don't need to tell you what kind of a race this is for a stallion going to the breeding shed. His resume is already made. We're just trying to add to it. He's an incredible horse. He's an incredible athlete. He's got an incredible mind on him. Shipping does not bother him. I thought his race in the Oakland Park Handicap was a little out of the ordinary. Didn't expect to see him heads up the lead. I was kind of expecting to get the trip that White Abario had that day. Didn't work out that way. First race back, I thought it was very good, and he seems like he's moved forward since then.
Well, I appreciate you as a racing fan, not ducking anybody. You guys are taking everybody on at all different distances, and the horse has done you guys very, very proud. He's a terrific horse to watch, and we wish you the best of luck next Saturday. As far as today, Michael, you've got a couple interesting mains. You stretch out a horse named Brave Pilot in the third race at Churchill today, going a mile and an eighth, and a new horse into your barn, at least from last year. Tribalism ran a big one to be beaten a neck in his debut at Keeneland on the grass last year. Makes his first start for you in the seventh race today at Santa Anita. How about a quick analysis of those two maidens as they get going today at Churchill and at Santa Anita?
Yeah, Brave Pilot is a horse we've had high hopes for here. Thought once we started breezing and working him, we thought he may be a turf horse, and his works got better and better and better. The more he grew, the more mature he got. I thought his race was sneaky good Derby Day. Comes back here, gets a mile and an eighth, two turns. John Velasquez, a lot to like. There was a unfortunate scratch, I believe, of the favorite in that field. So that makes it a little easier for us. You never want to see a horse scratch. At least I don't. I always feel like it's bad juju. But a horse is going the right way, and I would say if he doesn't put up a big performance today, then maybe he might find himself on the grass next time.
And what about Tribalism?
Tribalism, his works here on the dirt have been solid. He's a big, strong, powerful horse. Looking forward to getting him started. Hopefully a W today leads us to something like the Oceanside or something like that. But a nice horse, does everything right. Looking forward to leading him over there.
Hey, man, we appreciate your time today. Really, you got it busy schedule going on. Go win some more stakes races at Saratoga next week, and best of luck to you. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, that was Michael McCarthy. And before we go to Bruce, John, how about a word of our cowbred of the week? And this is going to be a feel-good for us. A good friend of ours is the owner.
Absolutely. Legacy Ranch owns Mohaven, who won the $125,000 Mill Air Stakes last Saturday at Santa Anita. Mohaven is by Yalpon out of the Into Mischief Mare Bahama Mischief, bred by Richard Barton Enterprises, is owned by Legacy Ranch, and is trained by John Sadler. She now has 4 wins from 7 lifetime starts, and the winner's share of $75,000 last Saturday brings her career earnings over $334,000. Congratulations to Legacy Ranch and Mohaven, winner of the Mill Air Stakes.
Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing well. Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, fellas?
Doing well. First off, we wanted you to preview one of the stakes today from Churchill. That's the Arlington Stakes. That's the 11th race on their card. Let's see. I see a scratch of the 4 horse in here, but I think that's about it. I think we're still left with 10 in the race, Bruce.
Yeah, and for you pace players, there might just be a play here on the 9 horse, Quattro Centro. That's my top selection in this race. He'd won 2 straight races, ran on, I guess, on Derby week in a race called the Opening Verse. And in that race, it was another front runner and a fast one by the name of Mi Bago. And he had to tussle with Mi Bago, Quattro Centro, the early part. And I think that's what really got him beat, because he opened up in that race, in the middle section of the race, and he was gallant at the end. He got beat ahead, but I think with a softer trip, he wins that last race. There is no Mi Bago in here today. Even though he goes longer, sometimes the pace slows down as you go longer in races, and I think that's going to help him. He certainly won at this distance before. He will be awfully tough to catch, so that would be my top horse. A couple of price horses, though, to sprinkle in here. The 2 Anglophile, I think, is going to run better than 20-1. Not a bad comeback race from a former marathon horse who went back to a middle distance. I like his finish into a slow pace last time out. I would use him. And then Minaret Station, he will be the wise guy play. I think everybody likes his horse. I'm going to use it, too. Came off a 10-month layoff, had won a stake race at Churchill in the summer, was flying at the end of the last race. He obviously needed it. Maybe a little more distance won't hurt. So those are the 2 I'd use with him. But the horse to catch, the 9 Quattro Centro, play with the 2 Anglophile and the 6 Minaret Station.
Well, John, Bruce gave us a winner at Santa Anita last week in the Snow Chief. That was Unrivaled Time, who got up at the wire paying $6. Why don't you get his first play, radio play, and I'll come back and get the second one, John.
Well, Bruce, do you want to stay at Churchill Downs for your out-of-state play today?
Yeah, let's stay. And, boy, there is a real neat race. The 6th race, it's the Shawnee. I'm looking at the horse coming out of the La Troyenne. But this is a grade 2 race. But, man, there are some top fillies in here. And I'm going to give you a price horse in the 6th race. Splendora is the 6-5 favorite. What do you do with her last race? It was that bad. Do you completely throw it out? On her best day, no doubt she wins. I'm a little worried, though, with that race over the track. Certainly a horse to use, but the horse that intrigues me is the 3, Miss Justify. This one came off a layoff. New trainer, Brendan Walsh, been away 11 months, ran in the Grade 1 La Troyenne Stakes, and made the lead. She's typically not necessarily a front runner. She made the lead and then had to duel with a very nice horse called Shred the Gnar. Till about the 8th pole, got a little tired, but boy, she needed the race desperately. And if anything, that is a lung expander, forcing a horse off the layoff to run hard from the start. I think that gets them awfully fit. I'm expecting maybe a different tactic today. She's probably better suited as a stalker. She does have 2 wins over this surface. I think she could move way up here, second off the layoff, dropping out of the Grade 1. So race 6. Let's go with an upsetter, the 3, Miss Justify, at 12-1 on the morning line.
And, guys, Baffert threw everybody a curveball in there, because he said all week Splendora would not run in that spot, was going to go to Saratoga, and lo and behold, he stays in the race. So, you know, sometimes when people call audibles, that's not the greatest sign to me. I thought Splendora couldn't lose on Derby weekend, and I thought kind of laid an egg, so... Bruce, I think you might be going against maybe a vulnerable favorite in there with your price horse.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised, too, that she shows back up. Really didn't handle the track well. I don't want to knock her too much, but that is worrisome at a short price to take her today.
All right, let's come out to Santa Anita now and get your second play, Bruce.
Going to go to the seventh race. Apologies to Mike McCarthy. I know he just talked about tribalism in the seventh race, but this shipper for Phil D'Amato, the eighth, Path to Power, I've watched this horse's race a few times. It ran once in its debut at a mile and a quarter on the synthetic at Dundalk, and this was an excellent performance. He laid an up-close second. It's your typical Euro tempo. They didn't fly up front, but he laid second. The horse that ended up winning the race, Sutton, who I believe it is, was laying about a few lengths behind, actually put about a neck on him, had all the momentum, and this horse was dead game. He took off and re-rallied. He re-broke and ran and lost a heartbreaker. It was a head bob at the wire. Three lengths clear. He's trained well. I know he's trying grass, but, boy, off of that debut race 3 months ago, he is going to be awfully tough against these SoCal types. Race 7, I like the shipper from Ireland, the 8th Path to Power. He's 7-2 on the morning line.
And tell us what's available today at the website.
Full card analysis at Santa Anita, and you're right, guys, that is an outstanding end of the card at Churchill. We did the last 7 races, the combo platter with audio, and also the best bets at Santa Anita with audio, all at Bet on Bruce.
BetOnBruce.com. Thank you, Bruce. Have a great day. We'll talk again next Saturday.
Take care, guys.
Let's take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets, Toby Callett. He's in South Florida. You're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
No need to ask. He's a smooth operator.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Big thrills are in store with the trials to the Ed Burke Memorial Futurity on Sunday, May 31st. Kindergarten Futurity winner Call Me Candela could be in action. Plus, impressive winners Black Magic, Monday Dynasty, and more. And night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over $190,000. And our $10,000 pick six promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the pick six pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at losalamitos.com. The Ed Burke Trials, Sunday, May 31st. Great racing always at Los Alamitos.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borba when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gas Lamp Tavern. See you at the Gas Lamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And hey, John, it was announced earlier in the week that the NHC is going to boost their winner's share up to $1 million for 2027.
Right. I think it was $800,000 to the winner last year, so another 25% to the winner of the NHC this coming year in 2027, $1 million to the winner. Lots of chances to qualify throughout the year. We'll be updating the Saturday NHC qualifiers each week, so pay attention and get qualified and take on Bob Ike in the 2027 NHC next year.
You're going to get in there too, Lindo. We're going to sit next to each other. And that Silver Sunday contest, which sort of was like the consolation prize before, but it's been expanded as well. I think the purse money's doubled, and it's going to include players who can buy into that, which you cannot do into the NHC. So the Sunday contest will have a buy-in segment as well. So that's going to be interesting. And you know what, John? Even if I'm not at the cut line next year, I'm going to stick around and play that Sunday contest.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's turned into a whole week because they had the last in, the first in, last in contest on the Wednesday before out there in Las Vegas. And there was 1,000 people in that tournament. So it has turned into a week of handicapping contests. It's a lot of fun. If you haven't been, you ought to give it a try.
Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Ragazin Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. We're really looking forward to that Belmont Festival, which starts on Wednesday. In fact, they've already drawn Wednesday and Thursday cards. Friday will be drawn today. 23 stakes races over those 5 days. And John, the best part, long-term forecast looks like perfect weather.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you that. The good news is there's no rain in sight this week, and that's certainly going to help. I mean, you know, the worst thing is to be here for a week or 5 days, whatever it is, and rain every day. People don't like that, but the weather's supposed to cooperate, so that's only good news.
And then when you start there on Wednesday, there'll be a pick six carryover that carried over from Belmont at Aqueduct, 23,000. And the Wednesday card is all the New York breds, John, so I know you're going to be excited to get started up there.
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, it's a great week of racing. You know, they're a bit pricey. They do themselves no favors with the prices they charge, but people keep coming, so they'll keep getting away with it, I guess.
John Lindo, we always get two plays via the Ragazin Sheets, so why don't you get the first one from John?
Well, John, with no racing in New York this weekend, I think you're limited to Santa Anita and Churchill Downs, so you want to go out to Churchill Downs first for your first play?
Yeah, we're going to look at the 11th race today. I know Bruce did this race on the show, so I apologize to him. But I ran out of races to give out, to be honest with you. But I have an opinion there, so I want to share it. 11th race today at Churchill is 1/16 on the turf. And I like the number 10 horse in here, Brilliant Birdie. This is a 5-year-old from the Sherry Duvall barn. Brian Hernandez aboard to ride 9-2 on the morning line. Drew a line through his last race. He just did not run his race that day. Previous starts all good enough to get the job done here. I like number 10, Brilliant Birdie, to win today's 11th race out at Churchill Downs.
Hey, John Lindo, I can see that Hardoon is still ribbing Bruce from our Derby night dinner. He's still sticking it to him, so he's going to take his race and go heads up on him.
Well, all that does is add a little ammunition for the next time we all get together.
Exactly.
Listen, Bruce has been on absolute fire. He's been on a tear, so it takes guts going up against him. Every week he seems to be giving out multiple winners, so he's doing a terrific job, and I like that horse. That's why I went up against him.
Absolutely. All you guys do a great job and do the homework. What about your second play, John? You're going to come out to Santa Anita?
Yeah, we're going to look at the ninth and final. It's a mile on the turf, and I like the number two horse in here, Soul Sister, a three-year-old filly from the Karen Headley barn. She's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. She has six career starts, five of them on the turf, and all of her grass races are better than the previous one. She had a bit of a tough trip last time out. She's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. Tiago Pierre aboard to ride. Graduation day today for number two, Soul Sister, ninth and final out at Santa Anita.
And tell us what's available today via the rags and sheets at johnhardoon.com.
JohnHardoon.com. Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Santa Anita, Churchill, and Gulfstream selections. By the way, guys, tomorrow Gulfstream, mandatory payout in their pick six if it's not hit today.
And, John, we have about a minute before we go to Toby. A study that came out talking about the CAWs in Naira, there's less volatility now in the exacta pools, and it seems like of all the racing associations who are trying to at least do some good things and curb the CAW influence, I think Naira is doing the best job. They were the first ones to cut out at the win pool at 2 minutes to post. They've excluded from pick five and pick six pools. And now they've slowed their bets in the last minute or two. So I give John Hardoon, I give a lot of credit to Naira for what they're trying to do.
Listen, it's an impossible situation, as we all know. We discuss it ad nauseum. But at least Naira's trying to do something. Like you said, Bob, they cut off. They were the first track to cut off one betting with 2 minutes to post for CAW. And I get it. It's not the answer because they're involved in every other pool along the way for the most part. But at least they try something. So now then they're limiting them to six bets a second. I think that's what the new thing is going to be. But six bets a second is still a lot of bets. You can't make six bets in a second. Neither can I. But, that, you know, with their program, they're doing it. And, again, at least they're trying something. I don't think it's going to work personally, but it's better than doing nothing.
Absolutely. Thank you, John. Good luck today. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, guys, stay safe and be well. Thank you.
Let's bring in Toby Callett from South Florida. Good morning, Toby. How you doing?
I'm great, Bob. How are you, buddy?
Good. We see no stakes racing today at Gulfstream, no turf racing, lots of synthetic.
Right. There's not even any hamburger. No steak, no hamburger, no hot dog, no anything.
Just kind of nuts and bolts. And Toby, I'm going to go to John for your pick. But knowing you, you're not much of a synthetic guy, so your options are very limited today. I'm going to let Lindo jump in and see where you want to go for your radio pick. Go ahead, John.
Well, Toby, before we get a play, let's just make sure we have conditions out there at Gulfstream Park today. How's the weather out there in South Florida?
So far as I know, it's fast and fast. And there's seven pathetic races and four dirt races. The ninth race, at least, has a decent-sized field, and that's where I'm going to take you. I'm intrigued by the seven, Arun Fu, who was coming in from Tampa. I'm intrigued by these connections. So the 11th Frito, the 6th, I'm sorry, I read this wrong, John. I like the 7, and that Sky Over King, over the 11th Frito, the 6, R Run Who, and the 9, Jamaican Destiny. So that's 7, 11, 6, 9. We're going to be just fine at the end of race 9 today at Gulfstream Park.
Gulfstream Park, race 9, 7, 11, 6, 9 for Toby Callett. Toby, let's get all the money today and bankroll that into the Belmont Festival up at Saratoga, and we'll keep it rolling all the way through next week.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Bob.
All right, that was Toby Callett. Let's take our final timeout, and when we come back, we have Michael Rona. He's the track announcer at Los Alamitos. That's the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830, KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, we have 9 big races today at Santa Anita Park, with First Post being 1 p.m. and many low takeout wagers throughout the day, like the Pick 4s, the Pick 5s, the Late Pick 3, the ever-popular Coast to Coast Pick 5, and the $5 Late Daily Double. Our feature race today is the Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes, but my best bet of the day goes in race number 4. It's number 8. Turkey Bird. She will give the Vega trainer-owner combination their first win of the year. After today, we have some great racing and events coming up, especially on Belmont Day, June 6th. We will have a trackside uncorked smorgasbord wine event, the Fiesta Santa Anita featuring the Car Bomb Club, Lucha Libre, and live music, along with a family fun zone in the infield. And of course, you can watch and wager on the 158th running of the Belmont Stakes right here at the Great Race Place. Just head on over to SantaAnita.com for more information, and thanks for coming out to Santa Anita Park.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice. Voices sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Then I look at you.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And John, if you can't be out to live racing today, again, First Post at Santa Anita today, 1 o'clock for their 9 race card with a pick 6 carryover of 51,000. If you can't be there in person, John, how about some simulcast options?
Well, if you're down near me in San Diego, you can go to the Paddock on 5th and the Gaslamp Tavern. That's at 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. They open at the top of the hour. If you're in San Clemente, the OC Tavern, 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. Obviously, Los Alamitos is ready to go. And up by you, Bob Ike, the Derby Room at Fairplex, they're already waiting to serve you.
And no Scott Shapiro, no Bob Mazursky today. Did want to mention Bob gave us a winner and start the ride last week. I think we'll have them both back for next week's show. Let's get down to Orange County and talk to Michael Rona. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning to you, Bob.
Kind of a nuts and bolts card tonight, Michael, but tomorrow night at Los Al, full card of 12 Ed Burke Futurity Trials.
Yes, earlier this month we had the Grade 2 Kindergarten Futurity at 300 yards, but it really amps up into the Grade 1 Ed Burke Million Futurity as the two-year-olds step up to 350 yards. A dozen trials, as you mentioned, tonight, and the fastest 10 individual qualifiers, and it'll come down to thousands of seconds, will make their way into the final 3 weeks from tomorrow night. Terrific cast of very well-bred and talented juveniles tomorrow with a 5:35 first post. And because we have 12 races tomorrow, there will be three pick fours. There's an extensive preview available on the webcast preview show that we do every week. That's available on YouTube or at losalamitos.com. But to just toss a couple of names at you, race two tomorrow night features the undefeated brilliant filly Contentious, who was the fastest qualifier to the Kindergarten Futurity, but was unable to race in the final, but she's back in the trials tomorrow night. Race three features the Kindergarten winner, Colby Candela, and there are a couple of the early highlights, but it goes right through the night. The last couple of races, for example, race 11 features the shortest priced morning line favorite of the 12 races, a brilliant debut winner named Jess One Famous Eagle, and race 12, a similarly outstanding debut winner called Black Magic. So that is a brief preview. No doubt Orlando will go into more details tomorrow morning on the radio, but three pick fours tomorrow night across those Ed Burke Million Futurity Trials.
John Lindo, what do you have for Michael?
Well, Michael, it looks like with the cancellation last Saturday due to that chemical spillage in Garden Grove, it looks like you added a couple of races tonight. So we've got a 10-race card, so let's make sure we get the first post time tonight. And also, we have to get a radio play from you as well.
Yes, very insightful, John. You're spot on, mate, that the program from last Saturday night has been resurrected tonight with a couple of extra races to boot. So we have a 10-race card tonight, 22 races across this weekend at Los Alamitos with an average field size of almost 9 per race across both nights. I will mention that the fifth race tonight features the debut of the Sail Topper from last October's Los Alamitos equine sale, a record-setting juvenile or yearling purchase, a horse called Sixth Sense. A two-year-old by Favorite Cartel from Remember Me Rose, Royal Breeding, a cross that has topped the equine sale 5 consecutive years. This is a full sibling to a slew of Grade 1 winners. And Paul Jones unveils Sixth Sense as the morning line favorite in race 5 tonight. He's a May foal, so he's a late bloomer. He's just getting underway now. Hence him not being cranked up for any of the early futurities, but you'll see him develop across the second half of the season. He's well worth a look. His morning workouts have been excellent. So Sixth Sense is a headline horse on tonight's card. The first post is 6:10, and I'll make a quick mention also of a terrific closing night card at Remington Park. There's a host of top-class stakes races. They have an Oaks, a Derby, a Futurity, and a Grade 1 for older horses featuring the now 8-year-old multiple champion Impressum. So keep an eye on the Remington card as it unfolds later this evening. For the radio play, I'm looking at the 9th race tonight, a 300-yard maiden for 3-year-olds and up. Number 3, Mastros, 7-2 on the morning line. Came off a lengthy layoff with a close third at 350. I like the cutback to 300 yards. I think he'll go close. Number three in the ninth.
Thank you, Michael. Great job. We'll talk again next week. Thank you to Elliot and Christian Inside. Catch us next week from Las Vegas. Mike Wilman's here tomorrow from 8 to 10. Stay tuned. Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. Have a great day. Cash some tickets. Good luck. We will talk to you again next Saturday.